Zeggen dus was Harvey Murray, Jacobins Zog Huggins, zeggen dus was Danielle Schenen, was Joe Falk. Harsh is Vajelich. Vajelich Moshe, Vajdabers had Dvar Meel El Kol Yisrael. Vajomer Lem, Ben Mea Vesrim Shona Anoche, Yom Lochal Od Lotzeis Vlovo. Hashem Amar Ilai Lo Savor Sayar Dain Hazah. So, the Medrash says in Medrash Tanchuma, page 5, Vayelech Moshe Vidabes Hador Meila Kol Yisrael, Ein Vayelech El Loshon Tochecha. That Vayelech is Loshon Tochecha, Musa. So apparently, he was giving them Musa. So we have to understand what was this Musa all about. And also, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva on page 6, he says there are 5 things. Hamisha Dvar Manolim Darkei Tshuva, if Neo Seim. So one of the things, you can read it, but one of the things that is the fifth thing, Hasone Es HaTochochos. The person doesn't like to have somebody giving him tochocho, to giving him rebuke. So obviously, if he doesn't like it, he's not going to change his ways. Hasone Es HaTochochos. So the Arugas HaBoisim of Chumash says like this on page 8. Melech Moshe Vidabes Adrim Eilo Kol Yisrael. Ve'yom Elehem Ben Me'am Esim Shon Anokhe Yom. Tzarech Bir. Davo Leilu Me'am Bekitzav Ve'yom Eshel Kol Yisrael. Why do we need this whole thing Vayelech Moshe? Just to say, what's the whole point? Just say Vayomer Moshe. Vayelech Moshe. It's very long-winded. So my Havalei Lamei Bemikitzim Vayomer Moshe Al Kol Yisrael. Okay, what's this Vayelech? The Suda Kamer Luchal Olat Tzeis V'Laval Peyush Rashi B'Divrei Torah. Right, Rashi says, "Lucha lo lo tzeis v'lavo," on page. Is and this to page 3? Davaracha lo tzeis v'lavo b'divrei Torah. So Moshe said, I can't say any more divrei Torah. The lamen shenistemu mimenu mesoros vayonos hachochma. That his ability to give over the Torah was stopped. Luchol od latzeis v'lavo. So the Arugas HaBosom asks, what are you talking about? Lo latzeis v'lavo kama parshas. He's still a parshas hazinu. So what do you mean he can't give Torah? He gave over parshas hazinu. Those are bracha. Shira Sazinu has remozim for all the tariq mitzvahs and all the occurrences that are going to happen at self hadar. So, where's Moshe said, Lo uchal od latzeis v'lavo? I'm finished. I don't have any more divrei Torah. But don't you see that he continued? Parshas Hazinu? Alma dakati have a matzi lo latzeis v'lavo with divrei Torah. And why did the Medrash say Vayelech is Loshon Tochocha? That's not the Pashut Shad in the word Vayelech. Right? So what must have been a reason why the Medrash decided to take it out of the Pshuto Shel Mikra. So he says he wants to explain it based on the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. Echa michov dal dvarim amachim es tshuva. One of the 24 things that ma'akiv es tshuva is sone tochachos. Shatochacha garemis the tshuva. V'chein kol anavim hochichu is Yisrael. Fichach tzorech b'chol kal v'kal ahomi chacham v'zokin yirei shemayim menurav shirkechas harabim yachzirim b'tshuva. He says, so this is the mocker of the European minhag. There was always a market, right? The market was in the community to give mussar. You know, the Rav maybe would pass in the shilas, but there was a market. You always see that this person was a magid, bekal kodesh, whatever. There was a separate position of being a magid. So he says over from the Tanya, Divrei Torah nimshulu la'esh. Divrei Torah is like a fire. The esh tivo she'em is as chayz, but don't she'esh of a mokom le'el chayz. Right? The fire has to catch on to something. So too, Kedusha is like a fire that has to latch on to something. So what's the Yesh Lobo, the right? Moshe Rabbeinu. Shavaya B'mayla Ha'elyon. Moshe Rabbeinu was on the highest Madrega. Shaloya Bev Shursa Lotzeis Lovo. He was finished. So what's Pshat that he said all the other Parshias? So Mokam Diper Kol Parshias Shememru La'olon. Really, al pi teva, he's finished. But since he was going to give now divrei musar, and that's such an important thing, nasa diburo bechinas eitzim. So his dibur was like eitzim, and then the eishalmala which is the inspiration, is going to have something to latch on. So Vayelech means he's trying to explain. Chazal were bothered if Moshe Rabbeinu was saying Lo yuchal olam lotzeis v'lavo, so how was he able to continue on? The answer is he was continuing on to say divrei tochacha. So once he continued to say divrei tochacha, he got a new start. That his words that came out of him were like the Eitzim, and the Eishal Mala but he had that special Siyata Tishmaya to be able to continue to give Parshas Hazinu. So since he was going to do this, that he got this special Siyat Shmaya. In the next piece, he writes a little bit different. On page 9 here, Vidira Lib Siyat Shmaya, he asks the same question. The Dira Lee, he writes on page 9 at the top of the left. The name of Urba Rambam, the Echa Michav Dal Dvar Makil is a Tshuva, who are so nice at Tochochas. Right, the same, the Emes, who are Voda Koshin, yeah. So the so nice at Tochochas. So he says, so if you turn over here on page 10, he says, so he says, "B'divrei Torah," right? And then the same kasha is dealing. So the first teretz he gave is since it was divrei tochacha, he got special siyata d'shmaya that his words had the special status, even though he really al pi derech hateva he was finished. That's the chelik of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Tochacha. Chelik of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And it was the chelik of Moshe Rabbeinu was finished, but this is the special chelik of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and that he was able to say over. It wasn't his chelik in Torah. We'll say, all literally, right? So, Pima Shakurat of Arachayim HaKadosh, the Farish, says, O dear, the modest, Shagam Shalom, Yuchal Odo Tseis Vlovo, Yom Yom Reilov Hashem, Avor, Say, Adenia, Saze, Va'omid, M'shamish, Lechnisam, Lars, Oya, Nimno, Mitzad, Shal, Oya, Yuchal Odo Tseis Vlovo, Yishbikach, Mizem, Musa Haskel, Shibbeinian, Hathokas, Hatsibur, Loros, La'am Hashem, Tach, Yashem, Lo, Ye, Odom, Shfal, Ruach, Loma, Miyanochi, page 11. Because even if he thinks he's finished, he still can continue. Even though he's on the Madrig Oval Tseis Flavo. But the idea being is that the special schus of giving Musar gave him the ability to say more, and that was also the chelik of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So you see the chashivas of Musa has to be given over in a proper way, you know, because if it's not given over in a proper way, then the person won't listen. But you see the chashivas that he, Mitzar Atzmo, he's finished. But for the chashivas of these things that are being said over in Hazinu Zos HaBracha, it was a special, either this is special dispensation or a special chelak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was able to continue. But there's another important point that is going to be made now in the Sefer Mor V'Shemesh. He says, Hashem Elokecha Hu Over L'Fanecha. Look in the Pesukim. Let's go back in the Pesukim. It says on page 2, Hashem lokech hu over l'fanecha, hu yashmid es hagim eil l'fanecha v'yishtab, Yeshua hu over l'fanecha, Hashem diber Hashem. So says the Mor V'Shemesh on page 13, Yesh ha'avin, kevish shebisum shashem hu over yashmid ha'goyim, ma'hu tzuchu l'vsor ha'shniyah. It says that Hashem is gonna take care of everything, right? Hashem lokechu avel v'nech, hu yashmid es hagoyim eil. And then, so what's the So what's the thing with Yeshua? If Hashem is there, but what's the second thing? Oh, Yeshua is also there. Hashem is going to take care. He's going to be in front of you. He's going to take care of everything. So why does he have to say Yeshua who over? When Moshe died, the paragraph on page 13 in the bottom left. Yir ha'perush, ki nim v'stalkus Moshe Rabbeinu me'al Yisrael, yir lahem tsar v'anina al shnei dvar. When Moshe died, there were two things that Klal Yisrael had a chalisha sadas. Number one, ha'echad, shakol ha'i shakosav ha'ch baruch ha'lei v'ay Moshe Rabbeinu yodeh l'faiso. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was our advocate. Whenever Hashem was angry, Hashem said, no, you know, he stood up for them. Who's going to be their advocate? That was the they were worried about. That was the first one thing that they had Chalisha's Das. And Sar Habe is the second thing who Sher Moshe. Rabbeinu haya anav ba'ol, lo kas alev lo dibei mem kashus ve'olam. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't speak kashet to them. Afim rav haya torcham u'masam, shepam achas ha'omar shimun ha'amorim. One time he said something a little bit harsh, you know, with the ma'at, ben ha'sel ha'zeh notzi lechem mayim, ben ha'shalov. Right, the famous Rashi's in the beginning of Devarim. He just mentioned the places. He says, first of all, Moshe Rabbeinu was the advocate. Second of all, he knew how to speak to them. He would hint to things. He wouldn't clobber them over the head. And they were worried. Who knows who's the next person's going to be? So those are the two. They were worried they don't have any advocate anymore in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were worried who's going to be speaking to us and how, what tone will he give over. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem who over the Fedecha. There's a person who's like, Hashem Alpanov, Malamish and Statev, and the Shmoch of Tzlich Sibor. He made the Moshe say that Fila, even give him minutes. Perish Hashem who over Al Pesha, should be the Stosi Oven. So they were afraid who's going to speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what's the answer? Hashem who over lefanech. The what? Vayavu Hashem upon Abraham and Shemisatev Kadosh Baruch Hu Shlich Tzibur. V'limed lem say that feel him gil readers. So he says, who's going to be the adversary, the advocate? You say over the Yudgim Amidos. That's going to be the advocate. Because he used to be Moshe Rabbeinu. Now you have the code. Now you have the secret code. The Yud Gimel Midos. Pesha Hashem who over Al Pesha. Shehu Midos no Sev over Pesha. And Hashem will be over Al Pesha. Even because you can say it, because these are the midos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in its own right, so you don't need an advocate now. You know, and what about you're afraid that the manig is going to be too stark? Is going to speak you too harsh? The Chazal say that Yeshua knew and he understood people. He understood how to speak to each people person differently. He understood. So it's interesting that although we saw that there's this tremendous appreciation for the Musar, that was, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the chelik of his bracha. Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he was finished with his divrei Torah, but there was still room for the Musar. But yet, second message as we learn, as important as it is, if you don't have the right person saying it over the right way, then it's not going to be effective. That's why they were worried. They said, Moshe Rabbeinu knew how to speak to us. We're afraid, is there going to be some, is the next leader going to be as sensitive? And it's interesting because, you know, the Gemara Sanhedrin says that Aaron was the person who made the psharas of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yikov HaDin HaTahar. But yet, perspective that the Moram Hashemesh is giving is that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, always hinted things to them. And at one time, he, Shimon HaMorim, okay, he got punished. But Moshe Rabbeinu was also that role model of sensitivity, how he spoke. So as important as this, to have the Musar, and Moshe Rabbeinu got the extra Hazinu and Zos HaBracha, even though Lo'ucha Lo'ucha Matzei Svavo, that's his chel, but he got that to be Moshe Shlomo's chel and was able to say it over in a proper way. Once he said it over in a proper way, then everything was good. That's what the Tiferet Shloim meant. So on one hand, it was important that Moshe should be able to say the Musar, but it could be also putting the things together that his Baruch Hu gave him the extra time to give that Musa because he knew he would say it over a prophet. And the idea is, Yeshua, who over Elifanecha, he's going to have that same quality. And that's what the Tiferet Shlomo says on page 16. That Zohar says, it's Pashtusha the Moshe b'chol dar v'dar. That Moshe's Pashtoa is in every generation. So he says, same idea that the Torah Hashem says, Parash Lom, page 18. Hashem lokahu avel fenecha, he's the king of Ophel Pesha. You don't, you're going to say the meekness of, like, Hashem was over Pesha. You don't need, you're not going to need the middleman. And what about the new leader? Yoshua, whoever else for now, ain't a bedakhtik, Gamkin Masim, Lamitz, Pusal B'nai Yisrael. He's over Al Pesha, meaning he's able to be boyful. Some bedakhtik. And he says, it's so interesting, the Tiferet Shlomo says, page 17, Ein midos kol ha-tzadikim shavu, yesh tzadik ha-shoso, bo'er es kol kach, his kedusha is so burning, shemisha pogam ma'ata avnoseim, lo tika karoi, yev shal niskal evarov. He's like a fire. Gadu me the name Marino Rabino Yisho Kim Marino Rabino Melo. Shma Ezek Nuso Hai So Kisho So Gdolo Mo Shlo Haya Be Afshari Ludaber Ima Miskofofim Bitzilo. So it was like, get too close to me, it's like a fire. Paraisu Bimarachis Abe. He's signing a Shabbat Nekin Enum Lamed Skus. Bilo Averis Mahapun Skus. Then came in Amor Hashem will keep over the Fanecha. He's over a Pesha. And Yeshua who over the Fanecha is Malamut's course. Same thing what the Amor Hashemish said. So, but I labeled this, you see, Mubeyat Moshe is Malas HaTochecha or Malas HaChizk. Because you have to give Tochecha, but if the Tochecha is not given the proper way, you just smash somebody. So the same time you give it to Chacha, you have to build them up also. That's what the people were worth. Moshe was very talented. Will the next leader also be like that? And that's what Hashem's, that's what Moshe says. Yoshua who over the fanat. He also has to be the of Orvel Pesh. He knows how to over El Pesh. So these things are important to be a corrective to somebody, but it has to be with the right tone, right understanding. And Yeshua, part of his idea that he took over leadership was that Isha Sharuah, he was able to have that leader. Okay, Rabosai, let me wish you all a good Shabbos. Again, a Gemara Sima Tova, Shabbos Shuva. So, okay, so it's the first Shabbos of the new year. The Shabbos of the year, so to have a good beginning. There's Hashem. And Sunday will continue. 11 o'clock. We'll still start the Yom Kippur and Yonim, and then I'll let you know what we'll do because we want to get the Yom Kippur and Yonim in, and we also want to get the Chumash. We have to do Hazinu and Zosa Bracha, and then we'll have completed our new cycle once again of the Chamisha Chumash Torah. I want to say everyone the Shabbos of Jacob Finkelstein and the Dr. Bauer and Carol. Jacob Silverger and Ezra Cohen and Rav Levitt and Joseph Katan and Yuri Chitrus and Zachary Augustine, Rav Harari, Rav Meir Kesselman and Rav Levy, Sir Carroll and Rav Goldstein and Rav Poppers and Aaron Kulik. Did I get everybody? Meir Kesselman, Ezra Cohen, Harari, Rav Moshe Carroll. And Jacob, or Jake Silverger, Shlita, okay, and Rav Levin, okay, and Jason Finkelstein, and Matan, Rari, okay. So wish you all a Gemara Chasima Tova, and the next week we'll post it when we'll have the Hazinu and Zos HaBrach. Yeah, it has to be either Monday or Tuesday. So the only question is, will we do Sunday, Monday, just in Yom Kippur, and spend the whole Tuesday just doing Parsha, or we split it up Monday and Tuesday, one Parsha a day. Or... Okay, we'll figure it out.
Okay. Can I ask a quick question, Rebbe?
Yeah.
It's an old-fashioned question. I got the Yerusha, my father's watch, the Final Brachas, and it still winds by hand. A lot of wind at Shabbos? Well, I forgot all that, about that.
Yes, so that's a big shiloh of Tikkun Hanukkah.
So I remember the minig was that if it's still running, you could wind it, or maybe I'm remembering it incorrectly.
It's a big question, but I would be choshish shiloh of Tikkun Hanukkah.
Tikkun Hanukkah, even if it's still running. Is there a tshuva from Rav Moshe on it? There must be tshuvas.
Do it before Shabbos.
Yeah. Now, it doesn't last that long, so maybe that's even worse. Hey, that's then definitely a ticking one. Okay.
Hello. Yeah, hi. Right. Right.